enterprises and just all right. And then first things first, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss property management and property acquisition or property management.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will vote aye. All right, we are in executive session.
What?
All right. Wait, all right, wait. Make sure we get that. We are in a private. All right, welcome back to the open session. We've discussed our issue. I believe Stacy was just about to make a motion.
I would like to make a motion that we approve the property management firm for our Scarborough Square LIHTC application as recommended.
All right, anyway, here a second.
Second.
All right, been moved and seconded. We approve the property management firm from Scarborough Square. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will vote aye. And it is unanimous. All right. Any further business before the group?
I just have one question that I want to ask Brian, and he might have even heard me. I don't know. I asked Christelle this. As far as the timeline for our LIHTC application in order to get this enclosed in about a year, it looks like we might have had a little bit of a delay as far as what our original target date was to get our submission in. And Christelle tells me that, or tells us that we still are on a realistic timeline to get in time for our target closing date of November next year.
We are. So the goal was to submit it by end of October. The third party reports, the appraisal and the market study got sort of delayed. We do have them now,
Okay.
and there's no major findings in either of those reports. And so the goal would be to have everything to Rockville Housing Enterprises for their final review, and then have submit the application by the 15th of November, which will give us a more than a year to close. We did talk with Gregory Hare, the Deputy Secretary at CDA, about this project and our application. So he's been notified, and he told us that once we submit our application online, that he's going to notify his staff to review it so that it sort of gets on the fast track to close by end of
Okay.
November of 20.
Great.
So we're on a good timeline. We're 15 days late, but not a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
What did the appraised value come in at?
It came in at $40 million, the
Okay.
purchase price. Yeah. So I mean, with given the interest rates have actually increased since we closed about a year ago,
Oh yeah. Yeah.
without having any increase in rent to get the property to sustain the purchase price, I think it's really good.
It's
So,
pretty good, yeah.
yeah.
All right.
What kind of cap rate did they use, Brian?
It's cap rate under the current interest rate environment is sort of irrelevant because of the cost of money. So typically, a lot of the appraisals that are being done for, especially for tax credit application purposes, are on comp basis on
Okay.
what properties are being sold.
Okay.
Realistically, I think if we use a prevailing cap rate of right now would be somewhere around 8%, we wouldn't
Wow.
have gotten appraised at $40 million.
Yeah,
So,
right.
yeah, I
Okay.
mean, you're talking 10-year treasuries like 6-7%. You're talking about a
Yeah.
market where preferred equity and mezz debt is above 12%, and so blended rate on most of these traditional real estate is somewhere around 10%. So cap rates aren't used very much for tax credit application purposes
Okay.
today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that the 40 million valuation is not a problem number.
No. So we model 40. It came in at 40.
Okay.
The good news is they appraise the land value. You know, part of tax credit application is land basis doesn't get counted towards basis. So on the appraisal, you have to assign a land value. So
Right.
out of the $40 million, I think they assign the land value of 3.65 million, which is good for us because
Yeah.
it boosts the basis and increases our tax credit equity. So that was pretty good news from that
That's,
front. We were underwriting about $10 million as our land basis in our original model. So,
Okay.
They came in at 3.65 on the land for that?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Not gonna argue it. All right. Any other questions? Any other comments?
I think that's it.
All right. In that case, despite the fact that I would love to hang out with everybody more, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Moved and seconded. We adjourn the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank
Hello.
you.
Aye, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks,
Thanks.
Kristoff. Bye,
Thanks, Brian.
guys. Thank
Thanks,
you
y'all.
so much.
Thanks,
Very helpful.
Brian.
Thanks,
Thanks,
y'all.
Christelle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank, bye.
Bye-bye.